Hey everyone, Riley Hart here and welcome back to Feminine Mystique. You know, we're all about that powerful woman energy every single day, right? But let's be real, sometimes life throws curveballs faster than you can say, self-care. Between juggling work, relationships, family, and trying to remember where you put your keys, seriously, where did I leave those? It can feel like self-care is just another item on the never-ending to-do list. But here's the thing, self-care isn't a luxury, it's a necessity. It's not just about bubble baths and face masks, though those are amazing. It's about actively nurturing your physical, emotional, and mental well-being so you can show up as your best self every single day. And that brings me to today's episode. Creating a self-care practice that actually sticks. Because let's be honest, we've all been there. We start off strong with good intentions, but life happens, and suddenly our self-care routine is gathering dust in the back of our minds. Or maybe it's just under that pile of laundry. Don't judge. So how do we break this cycle? How do we build a self-care practice that feels less like a chore and more like an essential part of who we are? I'm so glad you asked. Here are 5 key takeaways to get you started. First, ditch the all-or-nothing mentality. Ever felt overwhelmed by the idea of perfect self-care? Like, if I'm not meditating for 20 minutes every morning and doing a yoga flow afterward, then it doesn't count. Stop that noise. Small acts of self-care add up. Taking a 5-minute walk outside, enjoying a cup of tea mindfully, or simply saying no to something that drains your energy, these are all wins. Second, get to know yourself. What truly nourishes your soul? Maybe it's spending time in nature, reading a good book, dancing like nobody's watching, hello, living room karaoke, or catching up with friends who make you laugh until your sides hurt. Figure out what brings you joy and make time for those things, even if it's just for 15 minutes each day. You deserve it. Third, schedule it in. Treat self-care like any other important appointment. Block off time in your calendar and stick to it. It might feel strange at first, but soon enough, it'll become a non-negotiable part of your routine. Think of it as an investment in yourself, and trust me, the returns are worth it. Fourth, don't be afraid to say no. This is a big one. Setting boundaries is essential for self-care because it protects your energy and time. Learn to politely decline requests that don't align with your priorities or leave you feeling drained. Remember, you can't pour from an empty cup. And finally, be kind to yourself. Self-care isn't about perfection, it's about progress. There will be days when you miss a workout, skip meditation, or indulge in that extra slice of pizza, no judgment here. That's okay. Just pick yourself up and try again tomorrow. Remember, you're doing the best you can, and that's enough. Let me share a quick story. I remember feeling completely overwhelmed last month, work deadlines, family obligations, trying to juggle it all. One evening, I was staring at my calendar thinking, how am I supposed to fit in anything else? Then, I realized, I'd forgotten to schedule me time. So, I took 30 minutes that night to simply sit outside, listen to the birds chirping, and breathe. It felt so good to reconnect with nature and myself. That small act of self-care reminded me how important it is to prioritize my well-being, even amidst the chaos. Remember, creating a self-care practice that sticks isn't about finding the perfect routine. It's about listening to your needs and making choices that nourish your mind, body, and soul. Now, I want to hear from you. What's one small act of self-care you can commit to this week? Share it in the comments below. Let's inspire each other to prioritize our well-being. And don't forget to subscribe to Feminine Mystique so you don't miss an episode. We're all about empowering women every day, one powerful podcast at a time. See y'all in the next episode.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.